From 90.7 WFAE, this is Newsworthy for Monday, February 9th, 2026. I'm Eric Thiel. Mecklenburg County leaders are expected to be questioned this morning by Republican legislators in Raleigh on issues like crime and cooperating with federal immigration officials. Steve Harrison has this report.
The House Select Committee on Oversight and Reform has asked Mecklenburg Sheriff Gary McFadden, Charlotte Mayor Vi Lyles, Charlotte City Manager Marcus Jones, and Transit CEO Brent Cagle to attend the hearing. McFadden will likely be questioned about his office's cooperation with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Charlotte leaders are expected to be asked about public safety. One topic, the August murder of Arena Zarutska on the Lynx Blue Line. The Trump administration last week said the Charlotte Area Transit System safety plan was deficient and gave the transit system 30 days to fix it. And GOP U.S. Senate candidate Michael Whatley has tried to link the light rail killing to former Democratic Governor Roy Cooper, who is the likely Democratic Senate candidate. Steve Harrison, WFAE News.
The Charlotte City Council meets tonight with several public hearings on the agenda. Among them is one about a business investment grant of over $7 million for Scout Motors, after the automotive startup said it plans to locate corporate headquarters in Charlotte and create 1,200 jobs. Another hearing is for $269,000 in business investment grants over 8 years after Maersk USA announced plans to move its corporate headquarters to Charlotte. The company says it plans to spend $16 million and create more than 500 jobs. West Charlotte residents are furious that the North Carolina Department of Transportation said last week that it plans to build elevated express toll lanes on I-77 through Uptown. Steve Harrison has this report.
The DOT says building the express toll lanes on top of the existing highway will lessen impacts to nearby neighborhoods. But some residents, like McCrory Heights neighborhood president Sean Langley, say the elevated toll lanes will be ugly and increase noise pollution. He wants the state to either stop the project or build the lanes underground. He's also upset that the DOT didn't give the public more time to comment on the elevated toll lane proposal, which was unveiled in November.
Why wasn't there deliberate community engagement? It's very shameful.
Charlotte City Councilmember Malcolm Graham held a town hall Thursday night. Some members of the crowd shouted and disrupted the meeting to protest the plan. Graham ended the meeting early. Steve Harrison, WFAE News.
The Carolinas set a new record during last week's winter weather, the highest ever energy demand. Zachary Turner has more.
For the second year in a row, Duke set a record for hourly peak demand on Tuesday, January 27th. That's the most energy Duke customers in the Carolinas have ever consumed in a single hour. It's likely to be the highest peak of 2026. The utility dispatched 37,308 megawatt hours, less than 1% more than last January's record. The utility asked customers to turn down their thermostats and avoid using energy-hungry appliances to ease strain on the grid. Duke Energy spokesperson Bill Norton said in a written statement that while energy conservation saves customers money, Duke plans to add 19,600 megawatts of new capacity in the next decade to meet growing demand. Duke's latest resource plan shows that much of that new energy generation will come from natural gas. Zachary Turner, WFAE News.
South Carolina officials say there are 57 new confirmed measles cases, down from 90 the previous week. That's the lowest total since the week of December 28th. Most of the state's 920 confirmed cases have been in people who were not vaccinated. Mecklenburg County Public Health is alerting the public to a potential measles exposure at two locations in South Charlotte late last month. Officials say anyone who visited Vista Auctions on Sardis Road January 29th and January 30th and Lidl on Monroe Road January 30th is advised to monitor for symptoms. Public Health emphasized that neither business was the source of the infection and both locations are now safe to visit. The businesses are cooperating with public health officials during the investigation. Mecklenburg County currently has three confirmed cases. Meanwhile, Union County Public Health is alerting the public about a confirmed case of measles involving an individual who recently traveled through the region and visited a business in Indian Trail. Individuals who visited the Quick Trip gas station and convenience store on Highway 74 in Indian Trail on Friday, January 30th may have been exposed. North Carolina's career and technical education, or CTE, students hit a record high last school year after earning more than 380,000 industry-recognized credentials. WFDD's Amy Diaz reports.
Officials celebrated the accomplishment at a State Board of Education meeting this week and highlighted three districts, including two in the triad. Randolph County Schools had the eighth highest number of earned certifications and credentials last year, which officials said was impressive for its size. Superintendent Stephen Ganey says the district exposes students to career options early.
Sixth grade, we try to get them to start exploring where their interests are. Seventh grade, we get them to start thinking about their goals and doing some research on careers. In eighth grade, they do a career research project, which they present to a staff member at the school or they present to their parent.
In high school, he says students have access to career development coordinators and various internship programs. Lexington City Schools was also recognized for growing its credential attainment rate by 47%. North Carolina as a whole ranks third in the country for the number of students participating in CTE. In Winston-Salem, I'm Amy Diaz.
Charlotte-Mecklenburg police are investigating a fatal shooting Friday morning in Northwest Charlotte. Officers responded to Calabridge Court near North Carolina Highway 16 and found a person dead from a gunshot wound. Police have not released the victim's name or said what led to the shooting. A forum in Charlotte over the weekend aimed to support those in the Black and LGBTQ plus community who have been impacted by HIV. Elvis Meniese has more.
About 50 people gathered in Uptown, including doctors and county public health officials. Those living with HIV spoke about the challenges with care providers. Lorenzo Tucker with Charlotte Black Pride was one of the speakers.
You're already feeling some type of way because you're HIV positive, and these are places that are supposed to embrace you with open arms, and sometimes it doesn't feel that way.
In 2024, over 7,000 people reported living with HIV in Mecklenburg County. 36-year-old Sir Christopher III found out 3 years ago that he was one of them.
At first, I was ashamed. I was embarrassed. I didn't have any outlet or any help with no one to give me the guidance that I needed until eventually I was brought to programs and places like this.
Charlotte Black Pride plans to host more events going forward to address the LGBTQ plus community members' concerns. Elvis Meniese, WFA News.
The Charlotte Hornets will try to tie a franchise record tonight. They have the NBA's longest active winning streak at 9 games and will try for 10 tonight at the Spectrum Center in Uptown when they host the top team in the Eastern Conference, the Detroit Pistons. And for Monday, February 9th, that's Newsworthy. I'm Eric Thiel.